This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play this audio for you guys quickly. This was Dana Hughes. He was on our morning show earlier today. He was talking about the Chiefs. Listen to this, and I'll react on the other side.
Obviously, there are no other teams that can say they're undefeated, but there are also not very many teams that can say confidently that they haven't played their best football, and they're still in this position as a top team in their division and in the conference. So, to me, that's encouraging. I like the fact that we have not arrived yet, and we're just in week 8 going into week 9.
I don't disagree with anything that Danan said. I don't think that the Chiefs have played their best ball, but I think the Chiefs are very different. Rod, let me make my first NBA comparison of the day. Tim Duncan was a dominant player. So was Kobe. But we can agree that those two players, how they went about being dominant, looked very different, even though the results were the same. Tim Duncan's got 5 rings. That's how many Kobe has. Duncan's won MVPs. Kobe's won MVPs. Both got gold medals. They both were dominant in the same era. They both just did it in very different ways. The Chiefs are dominant. They're just not dominant in a very flashy way. I think the Chiefs are actually playing pretty close to their best. I actually think the Chiefs are playing almost identically to how they played last year. I think the difference is when the Chiefs decide to stop turning the ball over, and we don't know when that's going to be. This is the same Chiefs team that won the Super Bowl last year. Those 3 games that they played in January, this is the same kind of Chiefs with really the same kind of formula. The difference is a turnover differential. How the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year is they stopped turning the football over and they really leaned into who their playmakers are. They do that now. When they had Isaiah Pacheco, they ran the football effectively. Now with Kareem Hunt, they run the football. They gave Rice a lot of targets. Now that they don't have Rice, they now give Kelce those targets. This is the formula that we've seen the Chiefs implement over the course of the last 6 to 8 months or so. It just looks different than how they did it in 2020. It just looks different now than how they did it in 2021. This Chiefs team, they're just not flashy anymore. In 2018, in 2020, the Chiefs were flashy. They would show up, they would have those spurts where they would just levy out big haymakers and they would knock you out. This team still gets you on the ground. They just either beat you up and knock you out in the 11th or 12th inning, or they just always win by decision. But the result is usually the same. So again, I don't disagree with what Danan is saying. Could the Chiefs play better than what they're playing? Sure. But tell me where. Outside of turnover differential. Last year, their turnover differential was minus 11. This year, it's minus 3. It's hard to keep winning games the way that the Chiefs are with a negative turnover differential, and yet they continue to do it. I don't see the Chiefs, at least not with the weaponry that they have, I don't really see them playing much different over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks. This team is going to keep running the football. This team is going to continue to control the line of scrimmage. They're going to keep being the better defensive team, and they're going to keep muddying the fight up. This is just who the Chiefs are now. It just looks very different than what I think you see a traditional dominant player. This isn't Jordan. This isn't Kobe. This isn't LeBron. This is Tim Duncan level of dominance. He's going to get you 25, 12, and 8. It's just not going to be a flashy 25, 15, and 8.
I struggle with this personally because I know the Chiefs aren't flash anymore. I really wish they were, but they're not. They are, to your analogy, hey, it's we go 12 rounds and we beat you by decision, or we beat you in the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th round. We hit a late fourth quarter knockout and it's over. Like, we win. Like, that's kind of how the Raiders game felt. They got their knockout. They're up two scores. Yeah, the Raiders had an oh, by the way, touchdown, but the game was never in doubt after the Chiefs had scored to go up 14. So I understand they aren't as flashy. Why I struggle with it at times is, Carrington, we talk a lot about turnover differential and, you know, those sorts of things really mattering. Over the last two seasons, the Chiefs were what, minus 14 in giveaway takeaway? Minus 14 over a 20-game sample size, 20-plus, 24-game sample size. Everything about football fans, what we've been taught as football fans, is that is not the formula to winning. So I struggle with the Chiefs not being flash anymore, because it looks like they're just 3 yards in a cloud of dust, grind you out and win. But then the stats show, man, there was a one-score game and they were minus and plus and giveaway takeaway again. And there is a fear that that is not sustainable that I have in the back of my head. Although last year, these same problems existed, and it was sustainable. They won a Super Bowl, but it just, it doesn't feel correct as a football fan to say they are minus 14 in the last 24 regular season games. That's why their path to the Super Bowl is X. It just feels like that's a losing formula.
Yeah, I mean, over that stretch, they're 22-6, and they're minus 14 in the turnover differential. You're just... that's not sustainable, honestly, but it is sustainable because it's Kansas City. It is the weirdest sentence to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.